What would you say to someone who committed suicide, if you could? Before or after? You know, certainly I'd say, you know, before, that don't do it. I never saw, but I think there's interviews of people who jump from the Golden Gate Bridge to commit suicide and weren't successful, and that's kind of the first thought that went through their minds. You know, what the heck was I thinking of? And I think for many people that just the level of despair is so overwhelming that I think one of the things to be, you know, somebody who is, you know, to somebody who's contemplating suicide, that one really tries to convey the degree of concern and care and love that one has for them, because I think that's one of the things that people feel so. Sometimes end up in a place where they feel so alienated and separated from themselves and the world around them that it seems like a good option, but certainly in Buddhist conception of things. Suicide is taking, vipava tanha, the desire for non-being, non-becoming, to its kind of extreme conclusion, and that is a source of suffering that carries on into that conditions the next existence, which will be most likely be quite painful. Somebody who has committed suicide, I think it is important that one does ceremony or ritual or offerings and dedications of blessings in their memory, holding their memory and their in one's thoughts, because it's if there is the possibility of that transference of merit, then that's of some benefit. And then, even if there isn't, it's still a good thing to do for oneself.